लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals, today with an, I would say, cultural, multicultural actor, because he told me that he has roots in Europe, in the Netherlands, and in LA and stuff like that. And we tried that he could pronounce my name right, but we are still working on it, so you have to be continued about that. But I hope I pronounce his name right now correctly, but I'm sure I will. In Germany, we would say it's Elias van Zanten. In English, I'm saying it's Elijah van Zanten. So hello and welcome to my podcast. Did I pronounce it right?
Perfect. Perfect.
I don't You're ask now about the pronunciation of my name, okay? I don't want to embarrass you, okay?
Oh, okay.
So, side note, if you ever want to do a Russian vertical, Elijah would perfectly fit in about the pronunciation.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. He's totally fine for that.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Don't get me on German, but Russian. Ooh, I'm there.
Maybe. What about, you said you shot a vertical in China. Well, have you been once in China for shooting a vertical or often?
I've been... I went December last year, February, March, May. I went once, but I filmed two verticals for that trip.
Okay.
I want to say July or August, maybe.
Really?
And then October last month.
Every 2 months or what? You were going to China?
I've been six times in the past
Why
year.
Why that? Did you such work? A great job in China? And they recommended you again or what?
I think so. It's a small world. So yeah, I did one and then people contacted me for other ones. And then I went there. Other people contacted me for them.
So and I keep... What's different than shooting in China? Than in LA.
They have different rules and regulations there for filming than in LA. So, whereas in LA, we'll be shooting for like a 12-hour day. Sometimes you're shooting for 16 hours there. 16. I've done
How
some.
How many pages one. Can you do in 16 hours?
A lot. I mean, it's not, it, you're still doing 10 to 15 pages ish. They just take a little more time with it out there.
Is that better?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes if it's long scenes and you're doing it for hours and hours, it can be a little exhausting. Or if it just takes longer because of other factors. Like if they're setting up things and it takes longer, then, you know, you're just on set longer.
How many leads did you do in the Chinese one? Every time a lead? Yeah.
I was lead every time except for one. I was the villain.
To be honest, I mostly know you only as a villain in verticals.
Really? Good.
That's, to be honest, the reason why I thought before we meet that you are more the villain type and not so nice.
Oh, well, I do the leads a lot, but I'm not opposed to doing villains because I do like doing them. So
Yeah. You
I'll do
know, I
leads
think that's
and then I'll be like, I
why we
gotta do
can
some villains as
connect
well.
so good. Villain, villain, you know?
Villain.
We feel the villain.
We got the villain energy, heck yeah.
Yeah, maybe. No, I was think, what was your latest lead where you were a nice one?
That is released.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure I saw them, but is
I've
it good
done.
that I only remember you as a villain?
Well, I've done villains. I try to do, if they have me do certain roles that are leads, I try to add some villain into it a little bit too. Unless they want
Nah.
it to be super nice. If they want it to be super nice, super friendly, super green flag character, no bad traits, then I'll do that for them. But sometimes
Like,
they want
are
lead
these
with,
roles fun for you?
which
When you.
ones? The villain or the really
No,
nice, really
the really,
perfect?
really lovey-dovey, nicey one.
No.
Not
I
challenging,
don't.
not challenging.
Challenging. Challenging. It's not. It's a challenge, yeah, because you have to
What
be so
would be
nice.
a great challenging role for you?
I think something. I don't know. I've done a lot. I think one that was kind of challenging, but I had a lot of fun with too, was one of my first verticals. I was playing a character who was super nice, green flag. Friendly, like boy next door kind of thing in the first part, and then it's revealed he's actually the villain in the second part. So I got to play both, kind of like the super nice, perfect guy, and also the villain bad guy, which was really fun. So
What
if I
about
could do
kind
more
of
characters like that,
psychopath roles?
that would be fun. That would
Yeah,
be
but would
super
it be
fun.
challenging also?
It would have its challenges. Yeah. No, I would just happen and be myself.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
it would, I know it is.
Or was it challenging to be nice? You know what I mean?
It's tap into the villains like that, being the nice guy's a pain. No, I think it would come with challenges. I
You
think
know, I
trying
can
to,
ask for which role you have to pre-prepare more.
you already know the answer.
I feel it, yes. I can feel it.
It's just, it's also just how I am. Like, I like being sassy sometimes in my life, day-to-day life. So if I have a character that has to be nice, I have to really focus. Because I may say it and it may not sound nice. It may sound like I'm being sassy or sarcastic. So I've been on set a couple of times where I'm supposed to be nice and perfect and I'm saying the lines, but it sounds like I'm being sarcastic. So then it looks like I'm a bad guy and looks like I'm being an ass. So I have to, really focus and be like, oh, I'm genuinely nice. I really care. Versus
Even
just.
that you cannot say with any sarcasm.
It's a challenge.
Would it be a challenge for you to play a totally weak person? Because for me, you seem to be a very self-confident and great.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
I think it I've actually had a few roles where I had to be, I guess, weaker. And yeah, it's challenging just 'cause like how do you act weak if I'm like I'm trying to act weak or not so confident, but then the director wants more and I'm like I feel like I'm already doing a lot, but it's not enough to what they want, so it's like I gotta go even more weak and over the top with it, so it's kind of character-y versus being real and grounded. But yeah, I mean, every role has their challenges, you know?
How many
Even
verdicts
fun ones.
have you done so far? Do you know that?
36.
And when did you start?
I started almost 2 years ago, December of 2023, I did
Oh,
my
so
first
that's
work.
really early.
Yeah.
And how
I
did
know
you
some
get
people who did
into
them
it?
earlier. This lady I know contacted me about one, and I sent in my audition. I booked it, showed up, did it. Didn't know what verticals were at the time. And,
Was it a bigger role, or was it only a day player role, or what kind of role was your first one?
it was the lead.
You booked directly a lead one? Really? Seriously?
I booked the lead and no idea what I was doing. But had fun doing it. And
You were addicted then
I
and
think it was
trapped.
okay. I think it was okay. I don't think it was too
I
bad.
was not so
Honestly,
bad.
I have this thought sometimes. I feel like because my first one was, I hadn't done verticals before, so I wasn't used to them. So I approached it with my normal acting style, my normal how I approach any other acting job. And I feel like it had different, it was different. I was different in it than I am now in them because I've done 36 verticals. So I know the rhythms, I know how they're filmed and all the, how the scripts are and all this stuff. So I feel like sometimes I'm not as fresh on them as I used to be, or especially on my first one where I was just approaching it how I approached anything. Whereas now I approach them in a certain way that is more efficient because I know how they're filmed. I know how to, prepare for them better.
But don't you think that sometimes that relaxed and unknown mode isn't better to do it more f kind of fresh style, you know? I think when you're doing 36 verticals, you involved kind of your own technique and style and stuff like that. And maybe sometimes you overthink kind of situations because you want to be too perfect to do it.
That's 100% it, 100%. 'Cause that's
I
the I've
got
found
you.
myself on a couple shoots where I'm like, I've done this scene before, 10 other times on 10 different verticals. So it's not
What, the proposing scene? Or
it.
what? How often did you get married in your 36 verticals? 35 times?
I don't know.
Maybe 35 times?
A lot, over 20, yeah.
And how many towel drops?
A lot too many. But that's the thing too. It's like I've done them. So now it's every time I do have a scene like that, I try to switch it from what I've done in the past and look at the circumstances different. And try to, just approach it different. Otherwise, because I've done some scenes like proposals where it's written the same as another proposal I've done. And the character is pretty similar, so I'm like, how can I switch it? How can I change it and do it different than I've done it in the past? Again, more challenges, but that's what makes it fun, and I'm here for it.
Are the directors always open to switch it or to give it your own style when you try to make something kind of different than you did the last time?
Well, they don't know. And I do my first performance how I do it, how I am gonna do it, and then if they want it switched, they'll let me know what they want different. And then I'll try it, taking in their notes.
Does it sometimes bother you to play, as you said, so often kind of same scenes? Isn't that any, I don't know, bothering or not challenging anymore, or makes that sometimes not so great to do this vertical stuff?
I actually enjoy it, because I can, like I said, I can switch it up. It gives me, if I had done similar scenes, in the past, and I didn't do it the way I wanted it to be, or it was a scene that I felt like I can have fun with. But then, based on how my character is, I have to try and figure it out to do it a certain way based on how the character is, and then the director wants something else. And maybe I didn't do it in a way that I felt like would be the best way that I could do it. So it gives me another opportunity to approach a similar scene with similar circumstances and kind of do better with it than I had in the past. So
Have you
it's got
ever
pros and
watched
cons.
one of your verticals?
Have I?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, because I've seen clips, I've seen little parts of them, I've seen
Yeah, but a
scenes,
complete whole vertical.
a complete whole vertical. Maybe three or
That's
four
a
of them.
lot.
Oh,
Most most I'm
maybe more.
talking to are saying no, they don't watch the verticals.
Yeah, I don't. Because I've done watch parties too, where the cast, once it's released, the cast will get together and we'll watch it. Maybe four or five actually, because I've done a couple of those and then I've watched a few on my own to see
Does your
how they are.
family watch your verticals?
I know my brother sees them and watches parts of them. I don't know if my parents do or my other siblings do,
They are
but
very proud and said,
maybe.
"Listen, that's our son." No?
Maybe. I don't
I
know if they
spoke
watch.
with
I know they
Kaylin
know about them.
Peluso, for example, and she
Okay,
told
yeah.
me that her grandmother is totally a vertical fan and watches
Really?
all of her verticals and said, "That's my granddaughter. Look, that's my granddaughter."
Oh, heck yeah.
And
Heck yeah.
Kaylin Peluso's grandmother is so in love with Nick Ritchie.
Really? Really? He's got the hots for him. That's funny.
That's why I'm asking. Maybe your parents are also so proud, and your mom or stuff like
Maybe.
that, telling her
Yeah.
friends, "That's my son."
They might.
Maybe not with a shirtless body. Maybe not.
Yeah, not
But
the towel scenes, but
no, I don't think so. And maybe also not as a villain, because
yeah.
she only wants
Big bad
to
guy.
see the good side of the son.
Yeah. They
Maybe.
might. I just, to my knowledge, I don't, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. You know, the thing is, when you started watching started shooting verticals, not watching, shooting verticals,
Yeah.
how long did it take till you get your second vertical role? Was there a bit of space between the first shot and the second shot, or was it starting directly like a space
It
shuttle?
was a space. I did my first one December of 2023, and then I did I did a day player on one, or like a smaller supporting. I like showed up for a day and had like three lines. I remember it. I had just come from a photo shoot and I stopped by set, did my three lines, and then I went home. And it was on my it was on my way home, so I stopped in and it was like a
Yeah,
producer from the
easy
first
way
one
to
I
make
did.
money.
Yeah. But that was maybe February, maybe March. So a couple months after my first one. And then I want to say May, I booked three leads. Or
Three leads.
I think it was a lead and then like a villain and then another lead, back to back. And then, yeah, since May of last year, 2024, I've kind of
Snowball
just
system.
snowball system, yeah.
Have you done other filming stuff like verticals? Or is
What do
your
you mean?
main job, did you do also some horizontals or feature film stuff or
Oh,
stuff like that?
yeah, that's what I was doing before was normal, yeah, film stuff, horizontal film stuff.
And now only verticals or
Everything.
also horizontal stuff?
Not as much horizontal stuff this year, especially. I was looking at my calendar and what I've done this year, even photo shoots, because I do modeling, I do commercial, and I do all of it.
I
I've
do all of it. Doesn't
yeah
matter.
yeah but just whatever, yeah, whatever you can do. I've done less than 5 photo shoots this year, which is crazy
Really?
because, yeah, normally I do 5 photo shoots a week at least. So I've only done
5 a week.
yeah, it's my full-time thing, so normally I'm doing a lot, but this year I've just been doing verticals. And even horizontal stuff, I'll get offers or bookings for stuff, but the verticals will book me for a week, and they one, I can play with it more. I know the people in the space, so I almost prioritize verticals sometimes because they pay better. I'm booked for a week or two,
They pay better than a photo shoot, a
and they lead to
modeling.
more work.
You're getting paid better
Some
than
yeah.
doing modeling? Really? I thought that modeling would be such a great paid job.
It is for the time. Like, I can go in for a 2-hour photo shoot, but that's only for a day. I have to find the next job for tomorrow, and I have to find another photo shoot. Whereas the verticals, I can block off 2 weeks. And it's acting too. I love acting a lot more
What
than the
attracts you
whole.
to acting?
I love it. I love the challenge. I love the working with the people, figuring out the scenes with people. I love being in the space, doing scenes, figuring out the dynamics with characters, and just being put in the scenarios of the script, and seeing how you can navigate it is really fun.
Do you like the speed of the vertical shooting and happening?
Sometimes it's
Yeah, you know,
they're
for
shot
me, it's
so
hard to
fast.
imagine when you have a 12-hour day on set when you're in the US, not in China, and you are having a lead, and you come home after a long day shooting, and you have to memorize lines for the next day, you have to eat something. And you not only try to sleep 4 or 5 hours. How exhausting is it doing? And when you are booking directly 3 or 2 directly in a row, how exhausting is that? Did you ever regret it?
No regrets.
No?
No regrets. It is exhausting, but it's what I love doing. So I enjoy it. I enjoy it. How do I put this?
What do you do for a good work-life balance? That's the kind of new soup
Work-life
expression.
balance? What is
Yeah.
that?
Okay, you don't have a work-life balance, you only have a work balance. Okay.
It when you're filming a vertical, especially because you're on set the whole all day, I don't really do much. I'll wake up, go to work, be at work. When I'm done, like you said, I'll come back, I'll learn my lines for the next day, and go to bed, and then wake up the next day and do it. So, but being on set, you get your social time. I get to be creative. I can have my alone time and listen to music if I want to. And There's enough time on set that I can go through my emails and keep up with other work stuff. So,
Even if you are playing a lead? Okay.
Sometimes not, but most of the time, I mean, you have a lunch break. If you're in the wardrobe or sorry, makeup chair
Yeah.
and getting your hair done, you can sit, you can, I w usually watch a movie on my phone, or run lines if I have to. So it's not, it's work, but it's doable and manageable. And
Are
if it's
you
what you enjoy, then it's fun.
good in memorizing lines?
I thought I wasn't,
Okay.
but I've worked with enough people that, yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
They were worse than you, or what?
I show up to set and I'm like, I'm gonna forget my
Oh,
lines.
so
I'm
bad, or
gonna
what?
blah blah blah. And then I show up and some people don't even know what, like they show up and they don't know their lines. And I'm like, come on.
How do
Come
you
on, I know your
memorize your
lines. I know
lines?
my lines and I know your lines.
How do you memorize your lines? Just by reading, or some of
No.
them, for example, Kirby Elwood told me she writes down the every first letter of the word
Oh, yeah, she does. Yeah, she does.
and stuff like that to memorize. So what's your trick to memorize your lines? Just reading?
I forgot Kirby does that. I filmed a
And
project
Kirby
with
told
her,
me
and she
also
was doing
she's
that. And I was
reading
like,
it
what
and
are you
she's
doing?
sleeping about it and dreaming the scenes.
She's also really good and amazing in all of her performances that I've seen. So it's working for her.
Yeah, so what works for you to memorize your lines?
I record on my phone. I'll record other people's lines. So I'll hit record. I'll read the other people's lines. I'll leave a gap for my line. I'll read the other people's lines. And then I'll play the recording, listen to it, say my lines when it's my turn, and
And how do you know
repeat
if you
that.
said the right lines?
I check. I'll have the script, so I'll hit record or play. What's my line? Oh, right. Okay. Let me go back. Blah, 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 blah. Next line. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Let me go back to the start again and see if I could get these. Blah, 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 blah. Blah,
Okay.
blah, 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 blah.
So you are the memorizing type by hearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there are
It
a lot
also
of
helps if
tricks.
there's a lot. I try to go on a walk too if I can. Or if I'm driving, I'll play it in my car.
Like a podcast.
But I'll be running lines so I can I don't know. It helps. It helps me if my body's doing something to memorize the lines. It's
Yeah,
like
that's
going on
true.
a walk helps a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I think if it's more like the classic type of conversation, as you said, you're recording the other lines from the other people you're
Yeah.
speaking to. I think it's more like a conversation, and if you have both line parts, it's easier to memorize
Yeah.
what's next than only learning your lines.
Yeah.
I think
Exactly.
so.
I think it helps. That's what I've tried the writing it down doesn't work for me. I've tried, and I know some people still do. They only memorize their lines. And it drives me nuts because I'll be like, I know my line. I know who speaks before me. But then they won't, not everyone, but I've worked with people who only memorize their lines and they don't know when to speak. They
Oh,
just know
that's
that this is their
shit.
first line, this is their second line, this is their third,
Yeah,
but
but
they
they
don't know
don't
when they
know
speak.
how many lines you have between them. Okay, that's shit.
So, yeah, I
Now,
just try to memorize it
for
like a
me, it works
concrete.
always also the same way, like you said. For
Yeah.
me, it has to be like I'm having a conversation. Then it's for me easier to memorize lines than
Yeah.
always reading it.
I it 'cause it 'cause then if you forget a line, you're trying to
Yeah.
picture the
It's
paper you
like
wrote it
a
on.
sound text. You know, sound text, more often you listen to it, you can sing along more and more of the
Exactly.
text. And that's
Exactly.
for me exact the same one with the text lines.
That's the perfect way to put it. That's the exact same thing. And you can act it out too. I don't know if other people do that, but I play my recording and I'll act out the scene so I know my
Yeah,
movements.
yeah. And for me, I always listen most of the time to it or other podcast stuff like that when I'm walking with my dogs. I'm in the forest, no, not so many surroundings and noises around me, and I don't have to think a lot about of walking the dogs, so it's just fresh air. For me, it's always really important to have fresh air because that's for my brain really good to get it. So I was wondering when Kirby told me, yeah, she's writing down the first letter, and I said, what? How does that work? Please. Yeah, I'm writing down the first letter on the left side of the script, and I'm okay. I never heard.
She does. She does. And it works for her. It's
Yeah, I think every person has to find its own way. Because when you were in school and you have to memorize poetry or stuff like that, for me it was always I have to speak loud the poetry over and over again and hear it by myself. Then it worked, but not only with reading.
And everyone's got their different methods and whatever works differently for them. But I don't know. I'm the same as you, just speaking it out loud. 'Cause then you can make the connection to it, you get the muscle memory, and then you
Yeah.
can play with it more 'cause you know it. And I'm not picturing, I used to just like write it too, but I would write the whole all of the lines. And if I forgot something, I would have to look at, like, I would picture what I
Yeah.
was writing down, and it would take me totally out of the scene.
Have you ever done a vertical where you thought after shooting it, what the heck was that?
Every time. Yeah.
Oh.
No, just kidding. Just kidding. Sometimes. More often than not.
No, because there was things you didn't expect it that way, or because it was not so fulfilling doing this job.
Yeah, I've had a couple, and honestly, most filming in general, as you might know, you get this idea in your head of what the scene is going to be.
Yeah, the vision.
You get this idea of what the script is, and then you get to set, and they have it set up completely different. The director wants totally different energy. Your whoever your acting scene partners are giving different energy to. And you're filming it differently, cutting at different spots, so you have to be open to be moldable and flexible with it. So that's something that took me a little while to get used to, because I
How
used to
is
try to make
it
it perfect.
when you're playing a lead and your female lead you don't know before the shooting? How is it to click and connect with your important role partner in such a short time to make it believable when you have scenes where you have to make out or stuff like that or kiss or something like that? Is it hard to click and connect? Or is it then just a job? Because from the audience view, you see exactly, even in the kissing scene, which connect and which not. You
It
see
depends
it.
on the person, because sometimes you just, like we were talking about earlier, you just connect with someone.
Yeah.
Within 10 seconds, you know if you're going to connect or not.
And what are you doing when you're not connecting?
Then you're trying to connect. And also, I've every co-star I've ever worked with has been amazing. I don't know if I've gotten lucky or what, but I've never had issues with any of my co-stars,
Okay.
or co-leads. So even if we didn't connect the best or as much as, I connect with other people, they were there and willing to put in the work and get the job done and professional about it.
Okay.
I'm there willing to try and get the job done, get through it, and connect too. So it's a team. effort. And most people, if they book the job and they've done verticals before, then they're used to it. They know the drill, so it works pretty well, even if you're not, besties.
Have you ever been happy when a shooting was over? I spoke, for example, with Declan Clifford, and he said sometimes it's hard when a shooting is over and you loved the role really much. It's shitty then a shooting is only 7, 8, or 10 days and it's over and you have to leave this role and let go because of a new role preparing or stuff like that. Have you ever had a role where you were happy when the shooting was over and said, oh, okay, that wasn't so not me, and I'm not so comfortable acting it. I did my job, but I'm not sad that this shooting is over now.
I had one that I can think of that I was very, I wouldn't say, I guess happy. It was giving birth and getting divorced, which is a vertical where I'm playing this guy who's greedy, like easily manipulated,
Do you know which
and
platform this was?
it's on I don't remember, right?
Okay.
Maybe I'm not gonna drop a name if I don't know it, but
Yeah.
my character's he's not he's so he's just an idiot for lack of a better word. And I'm like, every scene, I mean,
You were
the script,
annoyed of your own character or
I
what?
was like, how, oh my God. It was most, it was, there was like a 40 page scene in it that just
40
continued.
page scene.
Oh,
Was
it
it a
was multiple
banquet?
scenes.
Was it a banquet scene?
It wasn't a banquet, but it
Okay.
was the whole script took place in one room, and it was just one conversation the whole time. There was
Okay.
no end of day and the next day. It was just the same conversation. And the whole time was my character being manipulated by two other characters, and me being greedy and dumb and saying stupid things, which is fine, but to be in that the whole time, I was like, my character just gets worse and worse. I don't know how to redeem this character. I don't know if I should redeem this character. But yeah, I was happy when that. I enjoyed shooting it. I loved everyone working
Yeah.
on it. But that character, I was like, I'm happy I'm done. I don't want to do that anymore.
Would not have been your friend in normal life.
Nope. I
Nope.
would have, nope. I would have fought that dude. Kick him to the curb.
Yeah, you
Terrible.
know, sometimes, to be honest, sometimes they are so dumb characters saying dumb things, but in the vertical, they are studied lawyers, doctors, stuff like that. And I th think, eh, seriously, you are a studied person and you say such bullshit things. What happened? What's wrong with you?
The emotions taking control.
Yeah. What's important for you on set to feel comfortable?
Christmas cookies, I don't
That's kind of small insider we spoke about before the recording. I know exactly
maybe.
what, yeah, we don't spill now what you meant. I am totally get you.
Good,
And I can
good.
give you that answer. If you would shoot here, you have 70 kilos.
Chewy. That's all I need on set.
But
I need.
are you the Celsius type?
Yeah, I like Celsius. I
You
don't
cannot
need
get
it, but
here in
it
Europe,
helps.
you know, that's why I'm asking. Because every
Really?
time when I see BTS pictures, there's somewhere a Celsius.
Always. Everyone's got a. Celsius are really popular on vertical sets. I
and
if
you
they're
don't
there,
get
I'm gonna
here in
take them.
Europe. Yeah, you don't get it here. That's
Really?
just no.
Are they like banned or people just don't, they're not out there?
You don't get it. It's not
Okay.
here in the European. I think you can buy it on Amazon or stuff like that, but to
Yeah.
a so expensive price.
Yeah, well, getting it shipped if they're not out
Yeah.
there
Yeah.
is probably ridiculous.
But we have here in Germany typical Red Bull, because
Red
Red
Bull,
Bull is
yeah.
from Austria, you know. That's the reason why.
Yeah,
And
no, Red
Monster
Monster.
and Rockstar energy
Okay,
drinks.
the big
These
three.
are the three mostly energy drinks you can get here, but Celsius.
Yeah. Well, I think Celsius, I don't know how long Celsius has been around, but I discovered it like 2 years ago, if even.
2 years ago. Okay. I thought
Yeah,
that was
maybe.
kind of newer one. Okay.
It's, yeah, or maybe even not that long ago.
Okay, so your Celsius addicted one. Okay.
I like Celsius. If not Celsius, then coffee. And music. I need music.
Do you have a set playlist or stuff like that?
I don't have a set playlist, but I do have, depends on what the scene is and what the energy for the scene is. I'll play certain music.
To
So,
prepare for the scene or to get in the mood? What
Yep.
kind of titles, for example, you listen to?
Depends on the scene,
If
really.
you are willing, what
Yeah.
kind of music are you listening to?
I'll probably listen to No
Heavy
Church in the
metal
Wild.
was heavy
No,
metal
no, no.
stuff
I mean,
was,
well, it's not,
I don't
again,
know.
depends on the scene. If I need to be angry and mad or like ruthless, I'll listen to No Church in the Wild by Kanye and Jay-Z. If I need some happy, if I need to be happy and in a good mood, I will listen to Sympathy for the Devil by Rolling Stones
Sympathy
or
for the devil.
yeah, just the beat, the music, the instruments, not so electronic, puts me in a good mood. Or some happy classic rock
When you have to
stuff.
be the lovey-dovey husband, what then? You're kind of listening to love songs or
Like
what?
Journey, some Journey. Or yeah, maybe sometimes Adele, depending on.
Oh, Adele music is great. I love Adele.
Yeah, she's got some good stuff. So it just depends what I'm feeling and also
Maybe
what
you
I need
have
to do
to
myself.
prepare kind of Spotify set lists that everyone can join your set list
I've
to
had that
get
a
in a
couple
good
times.
mood or stuff like that.
I usually do. I usually have my, I'll be playing music on set if I'm not around people. Or I'll be going if I'm changing clothes, I'll be blasting music, annoying the heck out of the sound guy. But, gets me in a
What's
good
a
mood.
typical daily routine of yours when you're having shooting days? Are you the type who stands up early and go for a 5 miles run before going to set, stuff like that?
Sometimes. I would
Really?
say a typical day. That's like if I'm doing good. A typical day would be I wake up. If I can work out, great. Typically, I
When
don't if
when did
I'm
when does
tired.
normally start a shooting day in the US?
Between 6 and 9
Okay.
a.m.
Okay.
I'll usually wake up, shower, and then go to work. So not much in the morning.
No breakfast, no.
I may stop and get breakfast on the way. Usually before set, I try to get as much sleep as I can. So I'll hit snooze on my alarm about 10 times and then wake up, shower, go
Is
to
it
set.
better to not speak to you in the morning or okay. You're not the
No one
morning
talk to
person?
me. No.
Okay. I'm just asking.
If I once I get to set, hopefully I was listening to good music on the way over and I'm not too sleepy. Otherwise,
Are you the
I
oversleeping
won't talk much.
type?
Am I sleepy?
Oversleeping.
Oh,
Did you
no.
no?
I don't think I've maybe overslept once
Okay.
for work ever. So not, yeah, no. I
Then
will
your
wake up.
first coffee, and then it's whew.
And then, yep, coffee or my Celsius, put on wardrobe and get to work.
Leaving the wardrobe and makeup chair, and then you are on point
And then
down.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm in character. I'm ready to go. Playing my
How
music.
good is it possible to you to slow down after the shooting day when you're coming home and to get into sleep and stuff like that?
Pretty easy. I mean,
Okay.
so I usually, yeah, finish work, run my lines for the next day, driving home, and then if I didn't get them all, I'll keep learning them at home and running them and, getting them down. And if I have time and energy, I'll go to the gym. And if not, then I'll do some auditions or watch a movie and then go to bed. So
So it's
nothing
always a long
crazy.
day when you're shooting days, or what?
Usually, yeah.
How many
Usually.
hours sleep did you get normally when you have shooting days?
Six, maybe. So, good
That's
number.
not much.
It's enough to
Kirby told me
for a
she
week.
totally needs 8. Otherwise, she's not in a
Ooh.
good mood to go on set.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Well, I don't think she I've if I have a big gap in the day where I film a couple scenes and I have maybe a 4 5 hour gap before my
Yeah,
next scene,
yeah.
I'll take a nap. I'll
On
find a
set, is it
chair.
possible? Really?
Yeah,
Could
I'll
you
go
sleep
find a chair,
so
I'll find a couch.
easy?
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
So that helps too. To sleep a little bit on set or take a little nap if I can.
Have you ever shot in Europe, Averico? In Turkey or stuff like that?
Not yet. I've almost gone to Turkey a couple times, but I've either already been booked on another job, so couldn't do it, or I had conflicting dates with something else, or it just didn't work out. So, not yet. Maybe next year I'll get out
But
there.
China 6 times. Okay.
Yeah.
The next way.
China. Yeah,
No,
I've
you
been
know, the
China,
thing is,
Canada.
I think the European market is growing because everywhere in Europe it's not so common to do verticals or to see verticals.
Yeah.
But for example, the verticals which are produced in Turkey, mostly drama pops. Okay,
Yeah.
Danny Farber produced now one for Good Short also, but the quality is really good of them.
Yeah.
The
Yeah.
storyline is mostly kind of different. The whole vertical stuff on Drama Pops is really great. Really.
Fresh.
Also,
Yeah.
and that's the reason why I'm asking, because I know from some actors who flew over to Europe and shot the first time there, they were. I never heard from any actor, actresses who shot in Europe lately that they
Yeah.
were disappointed or not so. Especially in Istanbul. Everyone was happy, really happy
Yeah.
shooting in Istanbul.
That's what I've heard too. So trying to get out there.
You have to take Kirby with you because she was really disappointed that every one of her friends was flown over to Europe to shot and she not. She was
Yeah.
really disappointed. So
Well,
maybe
she's
you
been to
should aim for a
I was just
lead
talking with
together
her the
with
other day.
Kirby.
She's been to Vancouver like
Yeah, a lot.
as
Have
much as
you
I've been to China, yeah.
ever been to Vancouver or New York
No.
for shooting, for
I
example?
did one in New York. I did one in Canada, not Vancouver. I'm going to Vancouver though in on the 5th to
Oh,
film one.
nice.
Yeah, so I'll
Nice.
be able to scratch that off. Yeah. So hopefully it's fun. I've heard only good things from out there too.
Yeah,
But
because I
Istanbul,
think
really want to
always
go to.
shooting in LA. It's
Yeah,
LA,
well,
isn't it?
it's LA. There's a lot here, but it's nice to go film other places too. It also gives you more experience, different approaches and stuff because
Yeah.
you film things differently in different places.
And I think it's also good to have always different type of crews because, as you said, you can get more experienced in this shooting stuff. And do you have a favorite platform you love to shoot for, or doesn't that matter to you?
I've one that I really enjoy working for Drama Box. Every production I've ever done for them, I've had a great time working on. Everyone's been great, production's been great. So every time I get an offer for a Drama Box project, I try to take it if I can.
How many different platforms you shot for? A lot? Was there a lot of variety or not?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, I don't know. 15, 10 or 15 different platforms
No, okay.
so
Yeah,
far.
no, I'm just asking because I have at the moment 50 platforms on my smartphone.
50.
See?
Woo! That's a lot.
And
I've heard there's
I know
over
a lot of
250.
people with even more.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. And it seems like there's a new one every week.
Exactly. And that's so hard. And I heard from some actor and actresses that they prefer shooting for some platforms and kind of Vigloo or Candy Jar or Drama Box, stuff like that. And they say that they try to keep on shooting only for these platforms. And some of them said, I don't matter. For me, it doesn't matter which platform because every platform has their own story to tell. I'm open to. So that's why I'm asking. If you prefer shooting for one special platform, or if you say, doesn't matter to me, I'm fine with shooting for everyone.
I'm kind of in that boat. I'm okay with shooting for whoever. As long as the script is good and production should be good
What's
too.
a bad script for you? What's a no-go in a script that you will decline the role?
Too much, like, I guess if my character is abusive, like as a lead is a like I don't, if there's a slap where I have to slap a girl or hit a girl in it, I will change it. I'll tell production I'm not doing this. We can change it to something else. We can have more argument if you want, or
Are they open for that?
yeah, sometimes they are.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, most of the time they are. But there's been a few projects where they really want certain things, and I just won't do it because I don't want to, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word.
Don't want to support this violence
I don't
against.
want to support it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if there's a lot of that in a script, I usually turn it down. But if you're a villain, there's, times where you have to be where that's out of
A
character
villain
and
without
where you're pushing
violence
and you're screaming
doesn't
and you're
make so
terrible.
good sense. Have you ever done what genre you haven't done yet? Have you done a mafia one?
I've done a mafia one.
A
I
werewolf
haven't
one,
done a
yes.
vampire one.
But
Haven't done a
I have the
vampire one.
feeling that there aren't so many vampires ones
There aren't.
anymore.
There's not. But I haven't done any. And yeah, I've done mafia. I've done
Werewolf
CEO,
ones, yes.
werewolf. I just finished a werewolf one last week.
What do you prefer shooting genre?
Sports
Okay.
ones.
Okay, what kind of sport? Because there were so many sports one lately with so many. The storyline is always the same. What changes is the sport, from tennis to football to hockey to did I miss one? I don't know.
I did a basketball. And then I've done two football ones.
Did I
So those
saw
are
you?
fun.
Is your basketball one already out?
Yes, it's on Something. It's on something. It's on an
No, I'm just thinking. I know that I saw one football one of yours, but I'm not sure if I saw the basketball one.
Yeah, I have a football one out and a basketball
Do you
one,
know
and
the
I think
title of the basketball one?
it's oh, is it surrogate for the basketball
Oh, is it with what was
board?
the male lead? Yeah, I
Whatever.
saw this one. What was the male, the female one?
That was Morgan Tate.
Yeah, exactly. Morgan is her name. I really love her acting because she acts always so
Good.
innocent.
Yeah, she's good. She's good.
I love her
Yeah,
acting, but
she's
she
good. I
always
didn't.
gets pregnant in her verticals.
Yeah.
And hooked up.
Always,
It's
always
like
the
the same
trope.
when I talked to Kalyn Peluso. I asked her how many verticals did you do, and she was I think it was 24 or stuff like that. And I asked
Yeah.
her how often did you get pregnant? 22 times. And how many children you should have? 27. Okay.
Okay. Heck yeah.
Yeah, that's
That's
the
funny.
same,
That's a lot.
like the
That's a lot.
actors have their proposals and their towel drops.
It's too many to count.
Yeah.
I don't
You
think
feel
kids though. I
it.
don't know how many kids I have. Not
Did
too
you ever
many.
shot with the kid? How was it?
It was fun. It was fun. Kids are great. They working with them brings a different energy to the room because they're so themselves. They're
They are
fresh.
so fresh, refreshing and
Refreshing.
enlightened in
Yeah.
what they are doing. But sometimes they act so professional. I was really
Yeah.
surprised how professional they can act and
Yeah.
at this
Some of
young
them are,
age.
yeah. Honestly, a lot of them I've worked with are very good for their age. I
What
mean,
was your dream job as a kid? Being a
a
prince
Lego
and rich,
builder?
or
I don't
being a
know.
firefighter or policeman,
No.
or
Oh, bro. I mean, when I was really young, I think it was a firefighter.
oh, come on. I know
Like,
when I was really young, you're so old now. Come on.
when I was like 4, I think
Okay,
it was
when
a
you were a
firefighter.
kid, let's say
When I
when you
was
were a
six,
kid.
when I was a kid, back in my prime, I think I wanted to be a Lego builder at some point. Then when I
Lego
was 8, I don't
A
know,
Lego
back to a
builder.
firefighter. I don't
When
know.
did you seriously want to become an actor?
When I was a teenager,
Did you some school acting or stuff like that?
I
School
did.
theater?
I started acting in school in college. But I was always doing, me and my friends would always make videos and watch me. I always knew I was going to work in entertainment because that's what I was fascinated with. And then I was going to school for animation and film, and then started booking jobs in college, and then
Okay.
here I am. Yeah. So, yeah, as a
What are
teenager.
your plans for the future? Reaching your 100th vertical, or what are you aiming for?
100 verticals would give me 2 years, 2 more years, maybe. 100, that's
Okay,
a
so
lot.
we will set a date.
3 years. 4 years? What am I at right now? 36? I have 37 coming up next week.
And you needed how long for 37? 2 years.
2 years. But I wasn't, last year I wasn't booking as much as this year because I
Yeah,
was getting it
so
done. This
mostly
year I've done it.
3 and a half years you should have been done.
Yeah. That's doable. Heck yeah.
Yeah,
100
absolutely.
verticals.
Do you
And
wanna do
by,
verticals for the next 3 and a half years?
I mean, I would love to do other things.
I know.
But I can, if I can, I don't mind doing them. I enjoy them.
If you will get some kind of new stories and new genres, for example,
Yeah, then
kind of bit
yeah,
of
I'm here for that.
fresh start and fresh stuff.
Yeah, I think that's
But three
then
and a
I'll
half
spend a lot
years
of it.
all
That's a
along
lot.
the same stories.
I'm already at a point, and I know some other actors are too that I've worked with who are at the point where it's like same story.
It's good you don't have to
Fried.
learn so many texts.
Yeah, that's true, but you can't have as much fun with it, or I don't know. It's hard to take a fresh approach sometimes if you finish a vertical on Friday and then you start a new one on Saturday with the exact same thing, then you're stuck in the same type of character for a while. It gets a little bit exhausting,
Yeah,
you know.
totally understandable. How does it feel to wear a lot of time a suit? Are you the suit type, or are you more comfortable in other clothing? Yeah, okay. I didn't expect you sitting here in a suit now. Okay.
Yeah, next time I will. I'll have everything. I'll look like a billionaire.
Be careful. I'm recording. You
Good,
know.
good. I'm gonna next time I'm gonna be in it, and you can use that clip and be like, here it is.
With the correct pronunciation of my name.
Of course, of
Because
course.
then you are
Yeah,
fluent German speaking.
I will be, hopefully. Hopefully,
Okay. When will be
at
next
least
time?
in that. I don't know. So, soon, once I
No,
learn
I'm just
German.
asking
Yeah,
that I can set up me a marker in my calendar when I have to ask you again.
Soon.
Okay.
What was the oh.
Of if you're the suit type. Yeah? You love that being dressed up and
Like being in a suit, yeah. I feel like, yeah, because I don't, in my day-to-day life, I only wear suits for work. I don't wear a suit and go to the store shopping. I don't wear a suit and, go out and about. I don't show up to set in a suit, so it's fun to, yeah, be in the wardrobe versus sometimes I'm in sweats and a jacket
Yeah.
as wardrobe, and that's comfortable, but I don't feel like I'm
Would
in
be also
character as
nice to
much.
have the bank account of the billionaire you were playing.
Well, yeah, obviously, who wouldn't? That'd be really nice, yeah.
Not only having a suit, also having the bank account for one
Also
day
having
so
the
that you
bank
can
account.
transfer a little bit of the money.
I could buy all the cookies I want. Whew.
Are you thinking always about the cookies now, or what? Are you dreaming
Sometimes
tonight
I don't
about these
know. I don't think I ate
cookies?
enough breakfast today. I don't know. Got the holidays coming up.
Are you the holiday type?
Yeah, I like the holidays. They're fun.
Christmas,
I'm here for the
Thanksgiving,
music.
Halloween, what's the most you like?
I do like Halloween because I love horror movies and seeing all the decorations. But I haven't celebrated it as much in the past couple years as I used to. So
Okay.
I'd say Christmas
Are you the
now.
family Christmas happy holiday type?
Try. Yeah.
You can try baking some cookies for your family. What about that?
Maybe I will. Some cookies, a pie. What else? Some ice. You don't bake ice cream, but bring some ice cream to go with the cookies.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
no,
Cookies
I
and
love the
ice
holiday.
cream are a really
Yeah,
hard
they're good.
combination to resist.
I know. It's that time of the year, though. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you don't look like you are enjoying sweet treats much because you're so well trained and disciplined. Oh, Did we spill a
Remember what I said
secret?
about this? Why do you
I
think?
Okay, it all makes sense now. So
Yeah.
you got this repaired before the holidays that you can.
Yeah. I'm thinking ahead. I'm being
You are
smart.
smart. You're so smart, Elijah.
Yeah, people are out here playing checkers. I'm playing chess, you know?
Can you chess? Can you play chess?
Yeah.
I'm
I love
not.
chess. Me and a friend play chess a lot.
I always wanted to learn chess, but no one in my family or self can play chess. So I wasn't able
Okay.
to learn it.
Yeah, you should. It's a fun, it's a competitive, fun
You want to
competitive
know
game.
what I learned playing instead?
What?
Poker. I
That's good too.
played 4 years in the poker league.
Did you really? Let's go. Were you good? Well, I'm assuming you were good if you were in the poker league.
I was not so bad in it, and the good thing was that as a woman, you were totally underestimated from the others.
Yeah. But you can use that as a weapon to win.
It was not so bad.
Really? Poker. We're gonna have to play sometime. I'm okay at poker. I'm not great. Better at chess.
No, it's for me, poker is more the fun game. I had,
Yeah.
to be honest, in my old house, I had a room with a poker table, like in a casino.
Did you really?
I was having a really great big poker table
Oh,
when
heck yeah.
friends and I, with the leather on the side where you can
Yeah, you can
comfortable
lean on it. Yeah.
and
Oh, heck yeah.
a drink holder, and it was like looking like in a casino.
Yeah. Thanks. So you're a serious poker player over here. You
I
still play?
love it. I love it when I do something. It's like the baking or stuff like that. If I
Yeah.
decide to do something, I want to do it right and with quality. You know what I mean? I don't make half things. I don't like that. And I had in this old house, I had the space to do it. I had a normally it was a I think it was room for kids or stuff like that. And I had a poker room.
Can't complain. Can't
And we
complain at
played
all.
really a lot because it was, the atmosphere was so great on this table.
Yeah, I bet.
It was like a casino feeling.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. It's a fun game, you know. It's a fun social game too.
Yeah,
Do you still play?
absolutely. And when you're playing it with friends, okay, we have played, can I say that? Real money, about real money, not. We always played about with
Yeah,
real
plenty
money.
of poker, real poker, yeah.
Yes, because I'm the type, what should I play with only chips?
Yeah.
Because then you always can go all in and it doesn't hurt if you lose.
Yeah.
And I don't like
What's the
that.
fun in that? Yeah. No, there's got to be risk in it.
Yes,
That's what makes it
and
fun.
we were really nice. It was with my old colleagues and stuff like that. And every time there were a lot of people who want to join it because I always did some kind of finger food, and we have really nice evenings on this poker table
Oh, I
with
bet.
a
Yeah.
lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we were just making jokes and the day after at work when someone loses and stuff like that. We sometimes we played about who has to catch up the coffee for all the colleagues on the next day and
There
stuff
you
like
go. There you
that.
go.
It was so fun. I really missed that.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, and
Start
that's
doing
that
that.
I learned instead of playing chess.
Well, that's
It's all with
just as
strategy.
good.
Hello?
Yeah, it's still good. Works the brain. Good social time. Fun game. Yeah, hard to beat.
So I think I have to fly to LA and camp. No. When you will come to Germany and eat the Wild Boar burger, we can play.
We can play poker
Yeah.
and chess.
You have to learn me chess. I don't know how
I'll
to
teach
play
you. I'll
chess.
teach you.
Is it difficult to learn?
Once you know the pieces, it's not too bad, but it's you gotta think ahead while playing the game. So it's
You know,
not
since
really
my brain
lacking.
surgery, maybe I'm a bit better in this tragedy shit. I
Maybe.
don't know.
Superpower. Heck yeah.
Maybe I'm a super brain.
Maybe. Yeah.
Don't
Well,
underestimate me.
I'm gonna teach you chess and we're gonna find out.
That would be so lovely. No, I bought once a book that's kind of chess for dummies,
Yeah.
but it's not good if you have to learn it on your own. I'm more the
Yeah,
learning
you need
by
to play
doing
with
type, you know
someone.
what I mean? And if someone can explain me exactly why it makes sense to do it like this way and not like that way.
Yeah.
You know what I
Well, it's
mean?
like,
So for me, it's
yeah.
better to learn it that way.
Yeah. Well, it's like playing tennis or playing ping pong. If you
Yeah.
don't have someone else there, is a little bit harder. Can't really play the game as much.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, so we have a lot of on your on our to-do list.
We do. We're gonna be busy. Very busy.
Yeah, but then a meeting would be worth, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We have a lot to do.
Efficiently time using, I call that.
Heck yeah. That's true. Versus just wasting time, wasting around, doing nothing.
I cannot sit around 2 days, do nothing.
Yeah, go crazy a little bit.
And no, you know, not that I have to work all the time. It's more that I wanna make memories. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's only so many hours in the day, that you want to spend it good doing stuff that's meaningful to you,
You
or
know,
at
when
least
I had,
valuable.
yeah, the thing is, when I had my memory losses, you know, I try to remember a lot, but mostly I was told I was working. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I did a lot of stuff I want to do. I did a cookbook. I'm organizing every year a garden concert at my house, stuff like
Yeah.
that. I wanted to create and make memories. With
Yeah.
people, not if I it sounds hard, but it's true. If I will die tomorrow, I don't want that the people say, okay, she was working the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want that the people say, okay, she lived her life. She used the time. Even if it was not so much, she used the time she had. So
Yeah.
I love to make memories.
Yeah, well, that's
And
what
that's
life's about,
Yeah,
I mean,
but
doing
a
stuff
lot
with
of
people,
people
living life.
don't recognize it. They always think they have later time to do that.
Yeah, until it's too late.
Exactly. So, Elijah, we are at the end of this episode. And at the end of the episode, I'm asking everyone a 5-question quickie.
Okay, what you got for me?
Okay, the first answer to the first question I already know, but I
I'm gonna
ask you
ask it again.
officially, huh?
I'm gonna change the answer now.
Oh, surprise! No, the first question is, what's your favorite dish? Except of cheeseburger.
Oh God. Don't do this to me. Okay, if I can't say cheeseburger.
As I said, I know already the answer. You
Bean and
cannot tell
cheese
me that you
burrito.
only like cheeseburgers.
Bean and cheese burrito.
What?
A bean and cheese burrito. A
Burrito.
burrito? It's a
Yeah,
Mexican food.
but you cannot get it often here in Germany. That's why
Probably not, no.
I
But
never, for example, I never tried tacos because you cannot get it
really?
here. Yes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, if you ever come out to LA, there are
Yeah,
some
our
really good
exchange
tacos and
weeks
burritos.
and our
Oh, yeah.
exchange, but that's shitty if we are doing it the exchange weeks because then you are here in Germany and I need
Yeah, I'm gonna
someone
enjoy it. I don't know
who
what you're talking
shows
about.
me. Yeah, okay.
It'll be fun. Yeah. Okay.
Burritos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh-wee.
What's your all-time favorite film you can rewatch 1,000 times? It never gets boring.
That's a good question. I really like The Thing from 1982. John Carpenter. It's with Kurt Russell. They're in Antarctica and they find this alien spaceship in the snow and then it starts taking over. Have you seen it?
Nope.
The Thing? It's a horror movie.
No. Then I
No.
totally
You
haven't
know what?
seen it.
Okay.
Yeah, you
It's good.
know, one short story.
Yeah.
I live alone in
Okay.
a house, in an old
Yeah.
house. And watching a horror movie, living in an old house alone, and you have two dogs, and they are
You got, I
wandering.
was gonna say, you got your dogs though. They'll
Yeah,
watch
but
them,
when they
take
are
care of them.
wandering in the house, and you hear sometimes really creepy, noisy, and you don't know where it came from, creepy. And the other thing is, a friend of mine told me to listen to a podcast, which talks about real criminal cases. And Michaela was so dumb. She was walking with the dogs in the dog forest in the evening, in the winter evening, and thought, yeah, okay, now you have the time to listen to this podcast. And the first
Perfectly.
episode of this podcast was how a jogger, a female one, got raped in the forest at night. And that was a really shit idea to listen to.
That's no. You
You get
should
the
listen to
problem I
that
had?
when it's the middle of the day and you're in your house maybe, or driving or at work or
Yeah,
something
but you did,
around people.
but you get the problem I had with this episode.
No, I would be spooked. I'd go home. I'd be running back home real quick, locking
It
the
was
doors,
not so
turning on
comfortable
all
to
the
walk
lights.
anymore. Yeah. So
I
I'm
walked
not
right
good
into
at
the
this
dark.
one. Nope.
That'll do it.
So it's totally understandable why I haven't watched it. Okay.
Well, if you ever somewhere sunny, middle of the day, around people, give it a watch. It's pretty good.
Okay. what's your favorite song you're listening at the moment?
My favorite song I'm listening to right now. I've
You're
been
not the
listening.
Swifty.
I like, she's got some good stuff, but I'm not a Swiftie. City of Gods by Kanye West with
Yeah, that's a
Alicia
good song.
Keys.
That's a
I
really good
like it.
one. And if I would haven't seen any verticals yet, and I would come up to you and say, Elijah, listen, I want to start watching verticals. Which one of yours should I definitely watch? Which one you would advise me to watch?
Ooh, I think I would say go and watch.
None of
Oh, if
yours.
I can't say all of them, the
Just kidding.
I would say go watch Virgin Surrogate for the Billionaire, the football one I did on Drama Box.
Okay.
Because I liked the script. It had some scenes that were fun and had cool dynamics with the characters. And I already said it. I like the sports ones. I got to be more of a dude bro kind of in it, so
More
that was
of the
fun.
dude,
I
bro.
don't have to be so CEO. I could have fun with it, be a
You don't have to be so serious, you
person.
want to say.
Yes. So I'd
Which
say
type of
that.
sport you would prefer?
For a vertical, I want to do a swimming one.
There were some swimming ones I saw. Fabian did one. Fabian, Fabian. We have to say it German because he's German. Fabian, not Fabian.
There you go,
Fabian.
Fabian. There you go. A swimming one
Why
would be
can't you
fun.
say his name correctly or mine not?
Fabian,
Yes.
there's no.
It's also a German name. Why can't you pronounce him? It's okay.
It's kind of like in Spanish too. Fabian.
You want to say that I'm difficult?
No, I'm saying you're unique and special.
Oh,
Like
that was a good answer. Okay. Yeah, that
that? You like
was really
that?
good.
Good.
Okay. You got
Good.
me. Yeah,
Good.
okay. Last question. What genre you want to see more in verticals? Or new ones, maybe? New genre.
Thriller slash mystery.
Mystery like.
Like Mystery, you know? Adventure, mist like a like some that take place in the jungle or take place in the 1930s
Oh,
or
that's great.
like a gangster or I mean you got the mafia ones.
Like a criminal case stuff with
Yeah, like more
detectives, Sherlock Holmes
criminal.
style.
Exactly. Yeah, like more mystery,
What
you
about
know,
comedy?
whodunit.
I would love to see more comedy.
Like a strict comedy one would be really fun.
Or a parody about verticals.
Or that too.
When
Cuz
you
they
say
do.
to someone, "Stand right here, I have to slap you now. I want to slap you now. Why do you want to slap me? I have to slap you. That's in the
I have to
script. I
slap
have to
you.
slap
Shh.
you."
No, you
I
messed it
don't
up.
know
Hold
why,
on.
but I have to slap you.
Yeah, I have to double slap you. A comedy would be fun to see too, like a really strict comedy.
Are you the comedy type?
I would enjoy being doing a comedy one, yeah.
Yeah.
Could I do a good job?
I don't
One way to
know.
find out. There's only one way to find out,
Learning
and
by
that's why I'm doing
doing.
it. They
That would be great.
I've done a few where they wanted a little bit of comedy in it, but like, I don't think it'll work unless it's strictly a comedy.
Yeah.
It has to be over the top. It has to be, everything has to be comedy. You can't have
Yeah, it'd have to
serious with
be a
light.
lot of sarcasm and stuff like that in it.
Yeah,
And
they would
not
have to
only
commit to the
two
comedy.
funny sentences.
Yeah,
And then two
which they
sentences
have to be done.
later, there's a lot of drama back.
Yeah,
Doesn't
it
make
doesn't.
sense.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm with you on that. A comedy or a thriller mystery one. And maybe next
Mystery.
year we'll get some.
I'm sure there were coming up kind of new genres. I spoke to a post-production team from Vietnam today, and she, one of them, there were two. One of them told me that she is watching recently a lot of Chinese verticals to see how the market will expand. And she told me that they are doing a lot of comedy verticals right now at China. So I'm sure if they
Really?
will hit great in China, they will come overseas.
Yeah.
But
Oh.
then the question is, does
Yeah.
Asian comedy works also in the Western countries?
I think it does.
Really? I'm not sure
I
about
don't know if
that.
you've ever seen Chinese comedies. I think they're gold. They are
I think
so
they are
good.
cultural,
They are
totally
so
different.
funny.
Yeah?
They're different. They're different, but I enjoy them.
Did you ever
I
went to
watch them. I love
karaoke bars when you were in China?
Heck yeah.
I
Lots
love
of karaoke
karaoke
bars.
bars. I love
I love
that.
them. They're
We did
so
this
fun. I
all
think
the
I've
time while we were studying. There was every Tuesday in the bar nearby a
Oh.
karaoke evening every time we went
So
there.
funny. Yeah. No, I love karaoke. Every time I go to China, I try to go karaoke a couple
That's
times
great.
in between
Is
sets.
there
Yeah.
anywhere a video of you singing karaoke? I want to see that.
Maybe. It's not good, but maybe. Yeah.
Somewhere public?
Yeah, they're out there. They're out there.
Where?
I don't know. But they're out there. I can't sing. Just disclaimer. I love to sing, but I don't
That's
have
the
a singing
sin.
background.
Hello, karaoke. You don't have
I
to
know.
need a professional singer. Come on, bullshit.
I know.
That's the
You just
fun
get me
of
some
karaoke.
alcohol and a microphone. I don't even need the music. Just give me the mic. I'll sing
Really?
it alone.
That's
Yeah.
great.
I love it. I love it.
That's great. Elijah, we are at the end of this episode. We have
Well,
been serious for around about 1 hour. I think
good.
it's enough.
Managed.
Just kidding. It was really a pleasure talking to you for this episode. I thank you very much for your time.
Likewise, I had a great time chatting with you for this episode. Me, hey,
No,
la
don't make it, don't make
bad.
it bad at the end.
Mountain man.
You all already said the first name wrong,
No, I
so
didn't. We can cut and edit.
Yeah, I will do that
I was
maybe.
just talking with you.
I will stop the recording and I will say it once again to you so that you can try it for the rest of the day while
Good.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Get some sleep, get some rest.
Thank you so much, Elijah.
Yeah, thank you
I
too.
say bye. Hi. The audience doesn't hear it when you watch
No.
this waving.
Bye, guys.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.